Terminal chaos as protesters swarm Hong Kong's airport.
I'm praying for the third time to get out of here.
An opera legend accused of sexual misconduct.
You instantly think, is my career over if I say no?
Cop killed in California highway shootout.
It was a long and horrific gun battle.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, home of original reporting.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaife, and for the second straight day, it's a wild scene at Hong Kong's airport. Protesters have again created travel gridlock in their bid to rattle the government. We're live at the foreign desk with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Passengers stranded by increasingly disruptive pro-democracy protests.
I think they are just doing their rights to voice out their rights. That is something that I truly respect.
I understand what they were doing, but I think they could have been a little bit gentler on us.
Hong Kong's chief executive threw an interpreter begging for calm.
Take a minute to look at our city, our home. Can we bear to push it into the abyss and see it smashed to pieces?
That's because China's state-run media have been showing security forces massing near the territory 30 years after the deadly crackdown in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. That fear is very real, Steve.
Attorney General William Barr has warned anyone who helped Jeffrey Epstein in his sex crimes should not rest easy. CBS's Mola Lenghi on what's emerged about the accused sex trafficker's jail cell death last weekend.
CBS News has learned the morning of Epstein's death, there was shouting and shrieking from his cell. Guards attempted to revive him while saying, "Breathe, Epstein, breathe."
Attorney and former prosecutor Julie Rendleman expects a scramble now by the women who leveled accusations against Epstein and now want a piece of his estate.
There's going to be a lot of attorneys going after that money. They're going to want to seize his money. They're going to want to make sure it's not divvied up to any possible family members.
Reports say authorities raided Little St. James, a private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands owned by Epstein. Well, he's one of the most honored and powerful men in the world of opera. And now there are allegations of sexual misconduct against 78-year-old Placido Domingo. Eight singers and a dancer tell the Associated Press they were sexually harassed in encounters that took place over three decades. He allegedly pressured them into sexual relationships in exchange for jobs and punished those who didn't go along. Retired singer Patricia Wolfe, one of the accusers.
You feel anger, you feel fear, and then you think, I just said no to the head of this industry. What's going to happen in my career? I've worked 10 years to get on this stage.
Domingo calls the accounts troubling, but as presented, inaccurate. Now to Southern California, where an ordinary traffic stop turned deadly. CBS's Carter Evans says a man who was pulled over in a pickup started shooting, killing a highway patrol officer and wounding two others.
Gabriela Mendoza watched in horror as a gunman dressed in black, holding what appears to be an assault-style rifle, began firing at officers.
The man was just shooting just to shoot. He looked like he had experience.
This is so unbelievable. Who does this kind of stuff?
Drivers along the busy freeway were caught in the crossfire, including Jennifer Moctezuma, who was driving her six-year-old twins home when a bullet hit her car.
It hit straight in the middle of my windshield, missing my head and my two children that were in the back seat.
Retired Marine Charles Childress was in the car behind them.
Heard the kids screaming.
And quickly pulled the family to safety.
The man with a gun was shot and killed by police. In Sydney, Australia, a group of people was able to restrain a man who was on a stabbing spree.
We managed to get a grip along with another guy, and we've got a grip of him and restrained him fully. And, you know, we just waited for the cops to come. He's got blood all over him.
One woman was hurt on the street. A dead woman was found in an apartment nearby. The 21-year-old suspect shouted, "God is great," in Arabic, but police don't believe it was an act of terrorism. They say he has a history of mental illness. There's now a criminal case against a friend of the Dayton gunman, Connor Betts. U.S. Attorney Benjamin Glass says Ethan Colley has admitted buying materials Betts used in the attack that left nine people dead.
He had purchased for Betts body armor, the upper receiver of an AR-15 weapon, and the 100-round double drum magazine that was ultimately used by Betts.
Betts was killed by police. There's no evidence Collie planned the mass shooting or had any knowledge of it ahead of time. Angry parents say American Airlines left their disabled children stranded at a North Carolina airport for hours. They were on their way home from a Virginia summer camp. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The kids say they sat on the tarmac for 5 hours before being forced to spend the night at the airport.
So I couldn't fall asleep, and when I asked them if I could turn the light off, they said we couldn't turn it off. And they never gave us our meds.
They're going to call security, really?
The parents say the airline did not keep them updated. In a statement, American Airlines says it's reaching out to the families involved and sincerely apologizes. They say the children were kept safe and comfortable in the care of American Airlines personnel at all times in a room with pillows and blankets. But the children say they had little adult supervision, few bathroom breaks, and weren't given proper meals. One mother said she got a disturbing message from her daughter.
I have a text from her that says, "Mommy, I'm so hungry. I haven't had lunch, dinner, or breakfast."
At his swearing in, the new administrator of the FAA promised he'll keep an eye on Boeing's effort to get the grounded 737 MAX jetliner back in the air after two fatal crashes overseas.
"This plane will not fly in commercial service again until I'm completely assured that it is safe to do so."
Stephen Dixon, a former Delta executive, says there's no current timeline for that, and he says we're going to go where the facts lead us. Well, the heat index hit a record 121 degrees in Clarksdale, Mississippi yesterday, 119 in West Memphis, Arkansas, and forecasters say the heat wave in the South and Midwest is going to continue today. More than a dozen states are under heat advisories. Tourists in Paris have to take the long way now to get to see an iconic artwork.
Say what you want about her, but Leonardo's old gal gets around.
Mona Lisa.
Da Vinci's Mona Lisa has moved to a new room in the Louvre while the Salle des Etats is renovated to commemorate the 500th anniversary of her creator's death. The New York Times says the switch is causing commotion and chaos as 30,000 visitors a day go through metal detectors, ride up three escalators and through a single doorway just to glimpse the gal with the wandering eye. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, Nike calls it an adventure club, a new shoe subscription for kids. For between $20 and $50 a month, they'll get up to 12 pairs of sneakers a year. They can be swapped if the kids outgrow a pair or don't like them. The returns will be recycled or donated. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.